Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, Lord, let your glory settle here. Say it. Lord, let your glory settle here. Come on, say it. Say it. Come on. Come on, open your mouth. There you go. 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 The song is simple.
Purify my heart, Lord.
That was my prayer.
Sanctify my heart.
Here we go. Somebody say this.
Oh, Lord, be me.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if you feel it, say it.
We need to see.
Our generation needs to see a demonstration of your glory.
We're desperate for you.
Make this your prayer.
Now let your glory settle here.
What's that area that's been trying to crush you? Say it.
You're my heart, Lord.
God's been getting you ready.
Bye. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I will depend on the greatness of the Lord, my everlasting God. There's no one greater, no one stronger, no one more kinder than the Jesus that I serve. Amen. Glory to God. This is your Fix It Six, and I am your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Amen. Glory to the one and only, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who I truly, truly, truly give my life to. Amen. Because without him, oh, I would have been a lost, lost soul so many times. Amen. Glory to God. But thank you for favor. Thank you for grace and his mercies. Amen. Glory to God. I want to thank all our listeners, as always, all our supporters, all those who are tuned in tonight. We want to thank the First Lady, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, who's been holding down the fort, doing a great job. Amen. On Sundays. Amen. Our own Thurman, Bishop Thurman Butler, amen, who's putting a power pack, keeping it real, hitting us where we need to be, amen, throwing knockout punches on Tuesdays, amen. Listen, tune in and do not miss these powerful people of God, amen. Tune in. I don't care if you're driving in the gym, tune in, put your headphones on, listen. Our country is our world is on the edge, amen. And the Lord is putting the church back together. Amen. And he's using and raising up mighty men and women and children of God to do what must be done, to do what those he called to do won't do. Amen. Glory to God. Before I go any further, Father in heaven and the creator of earth, I thank you for the day that you have given me. I thank you for my peace of mind. I thank you for the greatness. I thank you for the sunshine. I thank you for joy, peace, and happiness. I thank you for keeping me from danger, seen and unseen. Now, Father, take over the airways. Take over my spirit, mind, my tongue, my heart. Use me, Father. Anything that's in me that's not like you, evict it, God. Destroy it. Tear it apart, Father. And speak to your servant, Father. Speak to your servant on this evening for your people, Father, and I'll be sure to give all the glory and all the honor to you, Father, even with my life. In Jesus' name, I pray this on this day. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. And to this evening, I want to talk about many things, but I really want to talk about prayer. I really want to talk about how God is really raising up a church for a time such as this. Like, the world is on the edge. Every other week there's a tornado, there's fires burning, there's still a COVID epidemic, there's people losing their jobs, there's people losing their minds, there's people jumping off bridges, there are people fighting one against another just because somebody else voted for somebody else. It's madness. And until we get together and unify in prayer, that midnight witching hour prayer, and we get together and battle in the spirit realm, battle in the atmosphere, we got to come together. We got to come together with prayer, because we are the church in a world that's on the edge. Amen. Glory to God. And I got scriptures. I'm not just going to be talking because I got lips. Amen. I'm talking because I'm going to follow the Bible. Amen. And I just wanted to say that, because as a people who follow Jesus and his ways, amen, we have the opportunity and a calling to be that city on the hill. Amen. And live our lives in a way that shines like a radiant light in the darkness. Amen. Because through his word, God gives us specific instructions and encouragement for being a people who are the church. Amen. Not just do church and open doors. Amen. But we've been called. We've been sharing key scriptures. We've been sharing songs. And we've been sharing holy hands. And we've been sharing oil. We've been sharing communion. We can look to God for all things. Amen. Listen, a Facebook post asking people to share their goal to verses for when they're afraid or on edge offers more than 15 others. What I'm trying to say here, you can tell people to do this and tell people that to do that on Facebook, but there's nothing like praying for the people, praying that the people come to the living God.
praying that we be the ones used, and whoever God wants to be used, whoever God wants to use to do the work. And when we read scriptures, we hope that these verses will help us meditate on God's word and consider how we feel, consider how we're the salt and the light, open doors, is, you know, all these different things. We're just hoping that these things are so, but we have to pray that our words become life now, that God's words, the scriptures, become life in another person's life, a person who don't know Christ, a person who's suffering, a person who may be blind. We have to show them how to get to the scripture, that the speak, the blind is off of. Listen, God has given us power to heal. We got to start activating the power that God has given us. We got to stop sitting around waiting for Bishop so-and-so to do it, Apostle so-and-so to do it, Prophetess so-and-so to do it. Listen, listen, the world is on the edge. I am so serious, because the righteous will never be shaken. We will never be forgotten, but we will be remembered. Amen. We shouldn't have no fear. When people hear bad news on the news, so what? That shouldn't be a fear to us. When you hear things that's going bad in earth, that shouldn't be a fear to us. Amen. Our hearts are supposed to be steadfast and entrusted in the Lord. Amen. Our hearts are supposed to be secure that God's word is going to do just what he said it was going to do. Keep us. Protect us. Make our enemies our footstools. Nothing, everything will fall to the left, fall to the right, but nothing will harm us. We say all these things, but do we believe them? Are we truly, listen, people are watching to see if we shake, if we waver, if we fall apart. They're watching us because we got to be the tree that they lean on. You know, when you're tired and you put your hand up on that wall that's sturdy, they want to put their hands up on us, but they want to do it in a different way. They want to be able to come to you and come to us and get reassured that the God we serve, they can serve too. They want to go and be able to open up their sinful nature, their dark secrets to us without being judged. So what, they don't smell like you smell today? You ain't always smell like Pierre Cardin. You ain't always smell like Versace. You ain't always wore Versace. You ain't always had good hair. You ain't always had good contact in your eyes, good teeth in your mouth. I talk about me because I fell short a lot of times. Amen. I know what it's like to wear the same clothes 2 and 3 days. I know what it's like to have a beard so big you can't see my lips. And I got big lips. Amen. But we got to come out of all these titles and these coolness and get to the spirit of the person. We are, our spirit is supposed to connect to the falling, to the dying, to the hurting. Our spirit should draw us right to them. And we should have the right compassion, the right heart, the right attitude. You think a person don't know, soon they see you, oh, your face frown up, or you get this little, oh God, they're going to talk to me. They're going to ask me these crazy questions. Listen, what if God said that to us? What if Jesus said that to us when we went to the altar, when we cried out, when we was hurting, when we was suffering? Some of us still suffering, and he keeps us on a daily basis. Amen? We look in triumph. We look at triumph. Listen, I believe that God is making us heroes for him. Amen? Those people that are lost, do you know that they have scattered their gifts? Listen. If we don't help them, their gifts in Christ are just scattered. They're just all over the place. Like us, they want to be like us. They want to have gifts like we do. They want to be righteous and endure forever. Amen. They want their horn to blow. They want their horn to be lifted high in honor. Listen, all right, let's go to the book of Psalms. Amen. Like I said, we got some scriptures today. Let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 112, 6 through 9. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 12. And we're going to talk about the prosperity of the righteous. These are things that we need to continue realizing who we are in Christ. Amen. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemy. He has disappeared. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. With honor. In the book of John, he talks about how he told, the book of John said, I told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Amen. That's the book of John, chapter 16, verse 33. We have, listen, right now, we might have a new president. We might have new senators, new congressmen, and new everything. But we got to start operating in a new anointing. We got to start operating in new love. We got to start operating in new compassion. We have to uplift the world in new prayer. It's a new prayer in the atmosphere. And what I'm saying is this, is we have to sacrifice time out to pray, to put everything down, TVs off, phone down, music off, and listen, pray till you just can't pray no more, pray till you sweat, pray till your muscles hurt, pray till your throat is sore, pray to the Lord just and say, all right, son, I got it, let's try this again, because there's everything is new. When this door opens, when this epidemic is over, oh my God, people are going to be flocking to your church. People are going to be trying to kick your church door in. People are going to be looking for a new word, a new anointing. They listen, don't think people are crazy and don't know. Oh, they said that's the same thing they said last time. Ain't nothing going to change. Listen, they got to feel the glory. The glory has to fall on the people. A change has to come in the glory. The glory has to fall down, and there has to be a breakthrough. There has to be a healing. There has to be a deliverance. There has to be fire in the people's bones. Amen. I will give them singleness of heart and action, so that they will always fear me, and I will then go well for them and for their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good to them, and I will inspire them to fear for me, so that they will never turn away from me. I will rejoice in them doing good, and will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and soul. Oh, praise God. That's the book of Jeremiah. I know you don't believe me. I made it up. Go with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. God, Jesus, wants us to be raised up. Listen, he wants to take the anointing that he gave us years ago, weeks ago, months ago, and blow it in the wind, because there's a new angelic anointing, healing anointing, a new praying anointing, a new deliverance anointing that needs to go forth, and he wants to give it to us. Oh, he wants to give it to us. But we got to get ourselves in place. We got to go back like we used to before the throne. I mean, my wife had to wait till I get finished praying. My friends had to wait. The football game had to wait. Dinner has to wait. Because I have asked God to put me in position to pray and praise him, to pray and worship him, to pray and listen to him, to pray and be obedient to thus saith the Lord. I might not agree with what he say all the time. It might not sound right all the time, but I know my God has never led me wrong. Amen. Glory to God. I know the Lord I serve has never led me wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. And I gave you that scripture because I wanted us to go over it together, because of all the evil of the children of Israel and of the children of Judea, which they have done to provoke me to anger. They, their kings, their prince, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judea, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Now that's chapter, I just read that because I wanted us to get an understanding of who he's talking to. Like, God is not, listen, everybody is in. When we do wrong, no matter what your title is, all of us, there's nobody exempt. Amen. Verse 39 says, and I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Amen. We just read these scriptures. I just want to know, let everybody know, it is the Bible and not me. Amen. That's another thing that God has been dealing with me with. Like, I have to get in the word. I have to get in the word. I have to get in the word. Because when questions come up, even if I don't know it, say, well, listen, I don't have the answer for you right now, because I don't know the whole Bible. I'm going to just tell you that. But I will get in there and find the answer, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. And as soon as I get it, I get back with that person. Do you know that is enough for them to say, you know what? That was some integrity there. Because most people, they tell you they're going to get back, or they're going to see me when they see me, and we do nothing. Our integrity, character, means everything to the lost right now. It means everything to your husband. It means everything to your wife. It means everything to the people in your job. It means everything to your neighbor. Our character and integrity. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you're going to be there sometime, be there. We can't slack. Hallelujah. We can't be slacking. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Isaiah 41. I'm just going to get some scriptures tonight, and I hope they be fulfilling, and I hope the word of God is doing what it's meant to do in this day and time. Amen. This day, the 11th month, the 9th day of 2020. Amen. Hallelujah. 41 verse 10. Hallelujah. I have to do it this way now because I'm, this is the way that God is dealing with me. Want me to be able to get in scripture, back it up with scripture, notice the scripture, and then show them the scripture, and then as we grow together, we can break it down, because then God will give us the revelation. Because the revelation he give you, he might not give me. The revelation he might give my wife, he might not give me. He might give husband and wife two different revelations, because it's for two different times. It's for two different people. We got to get an understanding. Like, right now, our growth has to be so personal that the other, if there's a significant other, has to understand God is dealing with me like this, and I had to spend more time. The other one, we can't get mad when the other one is spending more time with God. We can't get mad when the other one needs to pray or wants to pray, or the other one is being called by the Lord. Because in our spirit, there's a pulling. There's a nudging. God pulls when he really wants your attention. He pulls. But he's not going to keep on pulling. Because it's okay, I done pulled you enough. Because it might be something about to happen that he's trying to warn us about. It might be some things that he might try to prepare us for. But we're not prepared if we don't go before the throne room and listen to the Most High God. Amen? Hallelujah. This is a discipline time now. Amen. It's obedient time for real now. Amen. Glory to God. 41:10 reads, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He got us. He got us. He's ready to pour a new thing in. Listen, he is our coach. He is our lawyer. He is our doctor. He is everything right now. It's pouring time. It is raining time. The rain of heaven, the holiness of the God's glory needs to fall, and it needs to be consumed, and it needs to be used to deliver and to heal. I hope I explained that right. The glory of God falls upon us. God directs our path. God speaks through us to the disease. He speaks through us for the healing. He speaks through us to the blind. He speaks through us for those who are in lack, those who are in doubt, those who are lacking faith. You know, if you ever look at the world, when people, you see the world, and they, nothing seems to shake them, because every time you put an obstacle before them, they say, listen, I'm confident I can do this. I'm confident this job is mine. I'm confident that I can go out here and perform just as better as anybody else. In the spirit realm, that is called faith. But a lot of us ain't operating in the fullness of faith. We got a little bit because we can see it. But when we don't see the outcome, and we don't see the manifestation right then, and if it's not moving when we want it to move, oh, the spirit of doubt just creeps right on in. The spirit of the enemy creeps right on in, and he says to you, see, he's been promising you all this time, and it hasn't happened yet. I said all you have to do is go down here, and I'll make sure you get it. But that's not everlasting. Why are you even listening to the devil anyway? We got to listen. You better separate them voices. You better separate them spirits, because it'll lead you, oh my God, into a life of sin and destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God will strengthen us. He will help us. Listen, he is our righteousness. Amen. We are not to fear, for God is with us. We are not to be dismayed. He is God who will strengthen us. Oh, my God. Whew. He just told us in Scripture, the first day I got saved and have remembered this from that day. Do not be anxious, because I was also anxious, and I wanted to be saved, and I wanted to be powerful, and I wanted to do this, and I wanted to do this. And it seemed like the devil tried to beat me up the very next day, and I was confused and didn't know what to do. I was lost and didn't know what to do. But because I knew to call somebody, and what they told me to do is find somewhere to go and pray. The enemy is trying to get you back in the world. You just came home. You just got saved. You're a babe in Christ, and you're weak, and the enemy knows it. But I'm about to give you the one tool that will fight the enemy all the time. Prayer. Call out to God. Call out to Jesus. Tell the enemy, you cannot have my soul. You can't have my mind. You can't have my heart. I belong to Jesus, and I will stand fast on his word, and I will stand, and I will cry, and I will plead, and I will suffer. I will go through whatever I have to go through to stay saved and live righteous for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, man. God will strengthen us. He will strengthen us if we let him. Listen, I'm doing a spiritual workout. I'm not even worried about the physical now. I'm doing a spiritual workout. My fingers is turning pages, and my eyes are reading words, and my brain is taking them in, and my heart is holding on to them, and my tongue is trying to just put them in the right form to be spoken, thus saith the Lord, the way the Lord made them to be said. Amen. I'm asking God to mold my heart so I learn to love right again. So I learned to care about everybody, even my enemy, even the one that I know is talking bad about me, even the one I know is up to no good. But I got to be able, with this new anointing and this new prayer life to pray them right into God's bosom. Pray the sinful nature right off of them. They're going to sin daily because we all do. But that sin that they're in all the time that's holding them back from getting close to Christ, we got to start praying that thing off of them. And they, one day they just wake up and realize, how did I get in this church? How did I get on the choir? I don't even remember stop smoking. I don't even remember when I stopped getting high. What happened to all my girlfriends I had? Oh, my God, I ain't stole nothing in months. We're in a position to start praying things off of people, praying healing to their bodies, praying deliverance from drugs, alcohol, theft, whatever it may be, that's hindering them from getting closer to Christ. We're really and truly right now in a spirit of intercessory prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to his name. The book of Philippians say, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, make your request to who? God. By how? Prayer, thanksgiving, and placing your request to God will guard your heart and mindfully beyond understanding. Beyond our understanding. That's that new thing. Do you ever sit somewhere and you feel like just something just poured all on you? You feel like that somebody just poured a bucket of newness on you and you just don't know what to do. And you jump up and you say, what, what? And you're feeling so good. Shout and say, thank you, Jesus, because I know you just poured something new on me. And I know you're going to let me know what it is when it's time. That, oh, my God, there's a newness in our prayer life. There, listen, we're going to be able to pray. And people are going to change. And I have been petitioned. And I know what God has been saying to me. One of the things that God has been saying to me is start praying for the leaders of the country. Start praying for their minds. Start praying against their greed. Start praying that their hearts are right. Start praying that they remember. Because, see, you got to look, they're the ones making some decisions that's not all godly. They're putting some people in places that's not right. They're lifting people up that's not living that way. For the country, for the world to be right, we all got to serve the one and only Christ God, one and only Christ Jesus. That's just the way it is. We got to pray that they put prayer back in churches. We got to pray that they put the prayer back in the hospitals. We got to pray that the chaplains go through the rooms and lay hands on all the buildings, all the equipment, all the doctors, come together, pray for the healings of the doctors, pray for the minds of the doctors, pray for the senators, pray for the congressmen, pray for the presidents, their family, their wives, pray for the mayor, pray for the governor. We got to pray for the country to be healed. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when he comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought. That's the part that gets me. The whole tree, the tree of life, I'm going to use me as the tree. Listen, I have no worries in a year of drought when everything is just falling and nothing is coming in and nothing is happening. I will have no fear and never, never will I fail to bear fruit. That's the part. So what? It looks like ain't nothing happening here. It looks like ain't nothing happening here. But I'm still bearing fruit because the Father, the Most High God, is making sure I still have more than enough. Because I trust in him and I believe in him and I want to walk and be who he called me to be. I'm just at a place now, and please don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying I'm great, mightier than thou, and I'm rising into the sky, and I'm floating on. No, I'm saying I'm putting my heart, I'm putting my mind on another level of trust, and I'm trying to go to another level in Christ. And I know that I have to be obedient even more to Christ. I have to read even more. I have to study even more. Yes, reading, but oh, studying even more. I got to get to the root of what God is saying, because the root has the power. The root is the thing that's in the foundation. The root is what holds it all together. I have to get to the root and then grow up, and just grow up as Christ sees me to grow up. Hallelujah. To see however he sees me to grow up, but I will never fall. I may bend and I may waver, but I will never fall. I will be rooted in the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope nobody's not taking this the wrong way. I might be a little loud, but my loudness is a joy. I know where I used to be. I know where I came from. And I know who brought me out. It wasn't my friends that I was doing devilment with. It wasn't my friends that I was in the penitentiary with. It wasn't the people I was stealing cars with. It wasn't the people I was getting high with. It wasn't the people I was robbing people with. It was none of them. Matter of fact, I thank God for pulling me out, because hopefully I'll be able to go back to those that are still around and say, listen, man, you know how I used to be. Listen, God is the greatest thing. God is the greatest way. He is the Most High. Listen, if you trust and believe in him, just give him a chance. You did everything else, and we got to be the ones to go back. It might be your neighbor. It might be an old school teacher. It might be somebody you don't even get along with. But your prayer life is about the souls, and we must never forget that it's the souls that we're here for. Amen. We must never forget that. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms says, therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Anything that happens around us, whatever was going on in the world, we must not fear, y'all. Listen, we're in a place now. We're in a spiritual bubble. We are protected. We can't fear. The energy that we use to be fearful is the energy we should be taking, praising God, worshiping God, thanking God, getting to know God better, staying in his word, praying and praying and praying and praying. Because what I found out for me, when I'm in worship and when I'm in prayer and when I'm studying, I ain't got time to fear nothing. I ain't got time to worry about nothing. I ain't got to, because the word, it encouraged me to stay strong. It encourages me about who my Father is. It reminds me of what God said is going to happen. It reminds me of what God said he's going to do with my life. It reminds me that I serve the Most High God. And if he doesn't allow it to happen, it ain't going to happen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Habakkuk. I hope I said that right, because I know somebody saying to me, it is not Habakkuk. Well, that's the only way I know how to say it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it feels good in here. See, God is a, listen, my Father is a good Father, and I'm only saying that because in the studio right now, I'm sitting here, and I know what God is doing, and I know what God is saying. Let me tell you something. My nose is smelling whatever the first lady upstairs cooking. Listen, I'm not trying to rush, and I'm not going to rush. That's what I be talking about, the flesh and the spirit, because ooh, it smells good down here. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to make sure I got it right because I don't want to get nobody no false information. Yes, yes. Yes, chapter 17. I mean, chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. Amen. And we're going to talk about how the prophet Habakkuk learned that joy works from the inside out, not from the inside in. Amen. Because once we read these verses, we understand that most men say, when the fig tree blossoms and the olive crop comes in, then I will rejoice in the Lord. Why? Wait till it happens. Won't we just rejoice before it get there? That shows God that we trust and believe in him. Amen. I will joy in the good of the Sabbath. What? What was Habakkuk's secret? The prophet himself tells us the Lord God is his strength. Amen. And that's in verse 19. We're going to get there. Amen. The King of Joy talked about it's not a response to what's outside of a man. It's a response to what's inside of a man. Because if we meditate on that scripture and on that message and some other prophets, amen, they proclaim about the incredible God that we serve. And I want to be in a position to not only talk about him, but proclaim who he is in my life. Amen. Because the better I know God, the more consistently that I can say the words in the Bible. I can say scripture because I'm in there knowing what he said. Amen. Well, chapter 3, verse 17 says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Everything, just nothing. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high place to the chief singers of my stringed instruments. Listen, let's not get to a place where we start worrying about lack. Yeah, there's no jobs. Yeah, it's taking forever to get unemployment. Yeah, things is closing down. But God say, even in all that, he will make a way out of no way if we just trust. Go back to, listen, I had a conversation with somebody today, and we was talking about how when we were small, we ate whatever was on the table, whatever was given to us. As we grew up, we know we got a little independence. We can buy a few things. But now I listen to kids, and kids don't, it's not even like the food is on the table. It's what do you want? We done got so into what do you want? What do you want? Now when you cook a meal and you can't afford to give them what you used to give them, now there's anger in the house. There's pouting. I don't eat this. Wait a minute. There's some things that's out of order. That's a little selfishness, don't you think? Because right now, a lot of us got to do what we got to do. We got to eat what we got. And we got to get to a place of understanding that God is still in charge. And until he changes the situation, it's going to be what it is anyway. But he's not going to let it starve. He's not going to let your lights go out. He's not going to let us lack. Amen? He got us. He got us. He got us. And we got to remember that God got us. We just got to get back to a place where we start praying even more. And I'm not talking about stuff. No, I can't tell you what to pray about because God will lead you when you come in his presence. Amen. Glory to God. Your spirit and his spirit is mine. You'll know what to pray for. But I know for me, he told me to pray for the souls. Pray for the country. Pray for those who don't know me. Pray for those who say they know me, but don't know me. Pray for those who proclaim to know me, but don't know me. Because now I'm in a position where God wants to use me to bring his people closer to him.
not closer to me. I'm not trying to get the glory. I don't want the glory. I'm just the vessel that God is using, and this is how he's using me. Now, he might use others in other ways. Amen? But we have to get that understanding of how God is using us. If we don't know how God is using us, we might mess up God's plan. And I'm saying that to say, well, somebody, how can I mess up God's plan? Well, you can be out of the will of God and think that's what God is saying for you to do, and it's not. Amen? If you go to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 16, 7, it says, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is what? In you, through the laying on of hands. That's the power. There's the glory again. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And that says a lot. Because we want what we want when we want it. I can't have that. I pout like a baby. And I'm talking about grown folk. I can't do this. I'm upset. No, you can't hold a car. I ain't putting no gas there. There's a whole bunch of little things that we overlook. Those are the hindrances. These little things become our hindrances. Amen. And I'm talking about me first. Please never think that I'm sitting here talking about anybody else. I always start with me. I'm talking about me because I need to grow on a daily basis. I need the information on a daily basis. Matter of fact, please, if you're really a true prayer warrior, intercessor, pray for me. I'm talking about that bold prayer, like kick him in his behind, Lord, when he gets out of order. Because, see, a lot of people say, well, I don't want to be. Yeah, listen. If I need to be spanked, spank me, because you might be preventing me from walking into something that I don't even have, I'm not aware of. Put my hand on the stove and you just told me it was hot. The book of Romans reads, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That's the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 18. Hallelujah! I know. Oh my God! Let me. I know I'm reading it right. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to your name, God. Yes, God. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. Yes, God. Hallelujah! Chapter 8, verse 18. Yes, that's it, Father. That is the future glory. We're talking, that's what we were just talking about, that future glory, that newness. Everybody's not going to get it. Everybody's not going to have it. Guess why? We don't want to go the extra yard, the extra sacrifice to get it. That extra 2 hours of studying, that extra hour of worship, that extra hour of praying, that extra 2 days of fasting, that extra hour of just reading, that extra hour of just listening. Hallelujah. Oh, that glory, that glory, that glory. It shall be revealed in us that God chooses to be in, because we're going to be freed by the Spirit. Hallelujah. We're going to be freed by the Spirit. Paul, listen, Paul's a bad man. He spoke the law of sin and death. And that's in, if you go to the book of Romans sometime and read from chapter 1 on down, you'll see that he spoke the law. He wasn't playing, and he wasn't referring to a rule or anything like that. But us as Christian people need to unite. We got to get back to the revival, where people are walking that couldn't walk. People are seeing that couldn't see. People are dancing and shouting and praising God like they lost their mind. People are getting healed. Tumors are falling off of people. Cancer is disappearing. Oh, the ovaries are healed. Tumors are falling. Listen, this is the new glory. Hallelujah. We done got away from asking God for the glory. The book of Mark 16:4 say, but when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Woo, we know what happened. We know what happened. The stone was gone and Jesus was too. Oh, and then he ascended. But before all that, he died on that cross, y'all. And it wasn't for us to play church. It wasn't for us to play with titles. It wasn't for us to use our anointing to make other people look bad. It wasn't for us to be saved and then tell somebody else they going to hell. It wasn't for us to think that we're better, but it was for us to have everlasting life and not die and sit on the right hand of the throne of the Father and praise him and worship him every day of the rest of our lives in heaven. But we have a work here to do. Amen. Amen. The book of Jeremiah, my wife loves this scripture, and she says it, she says it, she says it, especially to me. She says it, 29:11, I got it written. She says it, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Oh, she loved that. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And that's what the lost needs, a future and hope. The government needs a future and hope. The country needs a future and hope. The church needs a future and hope. We only can get that with Christ. We only can get that if we come together and pray and ask God to give us the glory to unite as one church. We ain't gonna be gang banging churches. I can't have that one. You can't, they can't come to your church. They belong to me. No, shut it down. One church, one body. I remember when a small church was just getting started. And it might have been a bigger church 4 or 5 blocks away or another part of the city. And the pastors, you know, they met up at the pastor's meeting, the pastor's breakfasts, and you was the little church. And the pastors would greet you and bless you. And then they would say, what do your church need to get off the ground? You need a drummer. You need a keyboard player. You need a pulpit. You need an organ. You need somebody to come paint. That's how it was done. And the churches got off the ground. But now we're in such a competition. But see, God got a thing for that too. Oh, he's about to fix that. One church, y'all, because if it don't, he got a plan for that. Amen. Listen. God said that we are in his hiding place and he will protect us from trouble and he will surround us with songs of deliverance. Amen. That's the Bible. That's the Bible. I didn't make that up. Matter of fact, if you go to Psalms 32, verse 7, we can go there together. Yeah, Psalms 32, we can go there together. Hallelujah. I know it may sound like, what is this about? Well, it's about praying for the grace of the Lord to fall upon us to get this world off the edge. And when I say us, I'm talking about the church. It is time. Listen. We got to get together, come together, pray, have all night prayer, whatever it takes. Because, see, God is going to deal with the leaders anyway. You might not listen to me. Oh, but he'll deal with us. He'll deal with us in his own way. Hallelujah. Because God's work will get done. Amen. Amen. The verse 6 says, we're going to start, I know I said 7, I just want to get verse 6, Psalm 32, verse 6, put that just to add a little to it. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found, surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. In the great, listen, even when we are drowning, it seems like there's no way out. Prayer will open a door. Prayer will open a light. Prayer will bring the grace and favor of God on our life to heal whatever it is. Listen, to heal your land. Thy Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish I could sing. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The book of Isaiah, we already read it, but I just love it because that's something that has been in my spirit. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteousness, my hand. He got us. We got to get back to praying and stop worrying, trusting and believing in God. Hallelujah. The favorite Psalms, 91 verses 1 through 8. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for it is He who delivers you from the snare of the trapper or the enemy and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions. And under his wings, you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day. Hallelujah. That's the book of Psalms. Hallelujah. God has given us so much information, and it is so much for us to get and so much for us to have. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. And that, I think, is a that is like, for the godly, that is like security. That is like letting us know that he has us. He is my fortress, my refuge, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the anathema and the pestilence. Amen. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. Amen. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Hallelujah. Our worries should be cast away. Our fears should be gone. Our trust should be revised and updated. Our faith should be revised and updated. Our prayer life shall be updated. We should come together as one and pray for the nation, that the nation be healed, that the people in the nation be healed and delivered, that the people and the nation will be healed, delivered, and saved through Christ Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior. This has been your Fix It Six, and I have been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I hope that what's been said tonight is truly, truly honored and respected in God's higher sight, as well as his people. Us, his servants, us, his children. And I pray that we come together as one body, one spirit, one mind, one church, and do thus saith the Lord. Continuous prayer, fellowship one with another. Some things only come through fasting and prayer. Let's come together. Oh, ye of little faith. Oh, we can just come together and pray in Jesus' name. Let the glory of the Lord fall upon us. The land shall be healed. The land shall be delivered. And all shall be saved. Father God, I thank you for what you've done here tonight. I thank you for trusting me with this assignment. I thank you for listening ears, God. I thank you that we be obedient and that you've called us and you've trusted in us to do a work. Now, Father, let your grace and your new anointing and your new power fall on your servants and your people to do thus, saith the Lord. Keep us throughout the night, God. Put a hedge of protection around our mind, bodies, and our spirit, God. That nothing, nothing shall penetrate us. Nothing or no one shall do any harm to your people, God. Use us, God, to build back up your church. And Father, I hope you get the glory out of our lives. I hope you get the glory out of our children and our grandchildren's lives. But we thank you for this day that you allowed us to see and be a part of this new church, this new way of. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. I'm going to play a song and let you know that we can't do it by ourselves. Amen.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction.
I can't fly with one wing.